Well, Nancy, you can spend all your moolah on some fancy pants arugula, but when you go to the store, I always say get us a couple of heads of that nice iceberg lettuce. That's right, the Rodney Dangerfield of salad greens. It don't get no respect, but I love it. And I had an epiphany looking at a brand new cookbook just over this weekend, and I want to tell you all about it.
Okay, well, what was the cookbook, Stein?
Well, it's from this website called Smitten Kitchen.
Oh, yeah, I have that cookbook.
It was in the Smitten Kitchen cookbook, and it was for this iceberg lettuce with blue cheese dressing salad, and it's like a great dodge on the old wedge thing, only instead of wedges, which are ungainly, she has come up with the idea of slicing the head of iceberg lettuce horizontally and stacking it, and in the layers, putting the blue cheese dressing plus radishes and celery cut in quarter-inch dice and some bacon bits, or if you want to get all fancy, you could make it with pancetta. And boy, does that look good. I ordered that cookbook that very day.
Is that right? And by she, you mean Deb Perelman.
Deb Perelman, the Smitten Kitchen lady.
You're smitten with her. Well, you know, I've long been smitten with the idea of a wedge salad, a really good one. And one of my favorites is at the Steelhead Diner. They get these beautiful little heads of iceberg lettuce, and it's their house salad. It's got a lot of bacon and absolutely delicious. You know, I always feel badly if I don't spin or clean lettuce. And my question is, if you had a lettuce wedge, obviously what's the best you can do is clean the outside, right? So I guess you try to get organic lettuce so you don't have to wash it. And then what? Are there little bugs in there? But those are better than chemicals, I would think.
How much can they eat? And it seems to me that getting organic iceberg lettuce is just getting a little bit above the iceberg's raisin, you know? I think that it's just fine.
You mean it's raison d'etre?
Well, you know what? I'm surprised to hear you say this, and I'm gratified to hear that you're not turning your nose up at iceberg lettuce.
No, not at all, Stein. And I actually grew up making iceberg lettuce salads with my own family recipe for Thousand Island dressing. You know what that is, right?
The way I make it, ketchup and
mayonnaise. That's right. It's exactly right. It's a mix of bring out the Hellmann's and bring out the best with ketchup, with Heinz ketchup, and some relish.
Oh, relish. How could I forget?
Yeah, I forgot the relish.
But don't you think that's a great idea about slicing the head horizontally and stacking it like that?
No, I completely understand because all those nooks and crannies get filled with the delicious blue cheese dressing, which of course you have to have on that, unless you're making, you know, my famous Thousand Island. But the one salad that's really been rocking my world lately is at the Whale Winds, Renee Erickson's restaurant. She has this very classic, simple, beautiful, fresh bib lettuce with tiny little bits of all kinds of fresh herbs, like little pieces of dill and tarragon, or, you know, whatever's fresh and available. And I've tried that at home. Those little bites of fresh herbs just add so much to a really simple bib lettuce salad. And as much as you love iceberg, and I do too, my favorite, the bib.
Well, folks, you got to see this. I'm going to post a picture of the stacked iceberg lettuce salad. And I saw lots of other recipes in that Smitten Kitchen cookbook that I can't wait to try. And it'll all be right there on the line at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought with Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, who don't turn up her nose at no iceberg lettuce. I'm Dick Stein.